After the cool weather's gone away, everything you need in painting is available at Rivers Builder Supply. They're located 191, about a mile south of Zawali, serving West Louisiana and East Texas. They're open Monday through Saturday, and they've got all your building needs.
Robert Hable for Foy Chevrolet GMC, and we invite you to the corner of Church and San Antonio in Manny to discover the Foy way of purchasing your next car, truck, crossover, or SUV. Are you looking for a hard-working pre-owned heavy-duty? Well, look no further than Foy for a great selection of GM-certified pre-owned Sierras and Silverados. These come standard with a 12-month, 12,000-mile certified warranty, in addition to an extended powertrain warranty, as well as your first two service visits are included with your purchase. We are always open at FoyMotors.com, where you can view our new and pre-owned inventory 24/7. Foy Chevrolet GMC, where a new or pre-owned car from Foy will bring you joy.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Enococo, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning. Temperature is going to be 84 degrees today. What does that mean? It means you've been thinking about getting a swimming pool for years. Now maybe it's time to go ahead and make that call and talk to my friend Philip Pitt at Pleasure Pools. He's in Hagewood. You can call him at 318-357-9000. He can have you swimming in that pool before May. It's that simple. Call up Philip Pitt today. Get that lifelong dream of a pool. He can give you all the information you need, and whatever kind of pool you want, he's got for you. Playing at Parkway Cinema today is Godzilla versus Kong, the new Empire. Also, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Arthur the King. Tomorrow, going to be Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple. On Wednesday, it is Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian trying to decide how they're going to start doing the leases on lithium mining. And on Thursday, it is up for grabs. The Lieutenant Governor is traveling. We're going to be filling his place. We haven't decided yet who's going to be on with us. Probably a legislator. Update you on politics. And talk about politics. My guest this morning, been a friend for life, and we're going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about sports and life in general. With me this morning is my good friend Greg Burke. Greg, good morning.
Ted, good morning to you.
Let's first talk basketball. How much has the NIL helped or hurt sports?
Probably depends on who you talk to. I mean, there's two sides to it. I do think that there's nothing wrong with the student athletes realizing some return on their name, image, and likeness as it relates to helping their team, their university, and the game in general. I do sometimes feel like what gets overlooked is the fact that they're not doing what they're doing for nothing. I mean, the value of a college scholarship, I mean, I'll just take Northwestern State University. If somebody goes to Northwestern State University on a full scholarship for 4 years, it's well over $100,000 that they will never have to pay out of their pocket. They'll never have to pay back in loans like a lot of students do for many years. So there's a lot of value in addition to all the other amenities that athletes get that honestly other students don't get. But the bottom line, Teddy, your question is the NIL now in everything from recruiting of high school to recruiting of junior college to, of course, with the transfer portal being wide open, and I say that in capital letters, the NIL is a very high-level topic of conversation in those discussions.
Well, let me give you a great example. I don't know the athletic director at Northwestern. I'm sure he knows what he's doing, although I kind of wonder on this. He bought a team and a coach a couple of years ago. Bought them, paid for them, big bucks. They were there for a year. They weren't talking about graduating Northwestern. As soon as the coach left, they all left. So you bought and paid for a basketball team for 1 year. Then the next year, you're back in the same boat again. How can you build a program when you're only looking at 1 year as far as success or failure for a team?
Well, first of all, Northwestern State is not as much in the NIL business, so I don't know if that had a whole lot to do with NIL. I think that plays more to the transfer portal, and you had a coach that came from Missouri State.
Okay.
You know, what you and I knew formerly as Southwest Missouri State, brought a few guys with him. And back in the day, if you had done that, then if they wanted to leave and go play again, which they did, when that coach got his job at Austin Peay University, they would have to sit. But they were automatically able to go. And to your point, the top seven players on Northwestern State's roster left and went with that coach, which pretty much guts your program. And so, you know, Rick Cabrera came in, and to be honest, I give Rick Cabrera a ton of credit for accomplishing what he was able to accomplish this year, including making the conference tournament. They played a very good game in the first round of the tournament.
Plus, he's a really good guy.
He really is. And so, but it, you know, I will tell you that I know in women's basketball, Division I women's basketball, and this is not an exaggeration, there's over 1,000 names right now in the transfer portal for women's basketball.
Oh, my God.
You know, I talked to our former coach, Brooke Storr. We're still very good friends, and I talked to her last week, and you know, Brooke said that it's just, you can't really get any kind of stability in terms of trying to build a program. And I think that phrase, build a program, is becoming a little bit obsolete, because you can't build a program when you never have enough stability and consistency. There's something to be said for having veterans in your locker room.
Yeah, can I tell you the other problem I think we've got in sports? The fans. Let me give a great example. We got a new football coach at Northwestern. I'm really impressed with him. Family guy, seems to have good credentials. I just think he's a great addition to Northwestern. But I hope the fans that think they know a lot more than normally they do understand we're not going to have a Southland Conference championship in 1 year. It's going to take a while. He came into one hell of a screwed-up mess at Northwestern. It's going to take some time for him to build a program. I think fans got to learn to have some patience.
They do. Blaine McCorkle, and the fact I was actually on campus last week, and I had a chance, he was sitting in his office, and I just, to tell you what kind of guy he is, and this is what I think is great, I just knocked on the door and just waved and was going to say, hey, coach, how you doing? And he goes, hey, come on in, pull a chair back and sit down. And didn't take long, but we had a good 10-minute conversation. I will tell you that the transfer portal was a part of that conversation. I mean, it's on everybody's mind. But you're right. The thing about, you want fans, you want people who are passionate about your program, but whether it's a program like the football program that needs to take a step up, or even when you get on top sometimes, there's such an expectation for fans that it's so easy to stay on top, and you have to stay on top, and of course, everybody wants to stay on top. But I will quote one of our former coaches at Northwestern from many years ago when he looked at me and he said, you do realize that the other guys are on scholarship too. And basically giving credit, and it was a good conversation, but giving credit to the fact that, hey, the other players are on scholarship, the other coaches game plan, they're good coaches as well. And so, but it goes with the territory. Look, if you get into athletics, whether you're an administrator like I was or you're a coach, you are very much under the microscope. And I've always kind of joked, and I say this jokingly, that everybody – thinks they know how to run an athletic department or coach a team because they've watched a little bit of ESPN.
Well, lack of knowledge has never stopped people from being experts. Hey, you're getting to go to the women's NCAA playoffs?
Well, yes. I was my last 2 years as athletic director, I was on the 10-person Division I women's basketball committee, which is the group that basically all year long watches games and then gets in a room for about 5 days. And that's the group that picks who's in the tournament, what seed they are, where they fit in the bracket. Of course, it's another one of those you can't win positions, because nobody's going to 100% agree agree with who got in and who didn't, or, well, why are we a number four seed and we should be a number three seed, and things of that nature. So I did that for a couple years, and as an alumnus of the committee, first of all, Ted, alums of the committee, if they want, can still stay involved. Last year, I had the time on my schedule, and so I went and actually served as what they call a site rep for the first and second round games of the women's basketball tournament at the University of Maryland. I mean, it's nice. They pay for you to go and everything, but it's a lot of work. This year, I wasn't able to do that, but we also have, out of our pocket, of course, we have to pay, but we have access to tickets and hotels and things for the women's basketball Final Four, and we were able to go last year. It was in Dallas, so that was easy, and it's in Cleveland this year, and as you know, I'm from Ohio, and so back in the fall, we bought tickets, we made plane reservations, we made hotel reservations, and we're going to spend 4 days up there, and based on who's in the Final Four so far, and we have two more games today, it's going to be one heck of a Final Four, but it's a great way also. A lot of former committee members go to the Final Four still. So it's a little bit like an alumni reunion, if you will. You get to see a lot of people, a lot of people that you were friends with through the years. And so Susu and I, my wife, are very much looking forward to it, as well as looking forward to seeing, I've got two brothers and a sister, and families, as you know, always.
It's going to be like a family reunion.
And so, it's going to be good to see my family.
So if you're, I got Mike McCarthy on tomorrow on his regular program, but today let me ask you, who would you pick to be in the final two?
I think, first of all, I think today, I think that USC is going to beat UConn, and I think that LSU is going to beat Iowa, and so then it's going to be North Carolina State, who won yesterday, will play South Carolina, and just as an aside, I just absolutely love North Carolina State. You kind of just like a few teams. When you have to watch as many games as you do when you're on the committee, 75 to 80 games a month, you just kind of start to like. And I got to know Wes Moore. He's a Texas guy, Dallas, Texas guy. I got to know him at the Final Four back in 2021. North Carolina State is going to play South Carolina. I think South Carolina will beat them because they're just too big inside.
Yeah.
LSU will play UConn. Will play USC. And as good as that freshman Juju Watkins is for USC, I just think LSU has as much talent.
You don't think that LSU's opponent's got a better balanced team?
I don't. I really don't. I mean, I think LSU has tremendous balance. They've got Van Lith and Flage as guards, along with the other guard who had the concussion, and thank goodness she's good. Anissa Morrow, who I always, when I was on the committee, she was at DePaul, and I always thought she was a good player.
So I got to go to commercial break. I don't mean to cut you off. I want to get one quick question in. How do you stop Caitlin Clark?
You don't. You don't. I mean, but what you've got to do is limit what everybody else does. That's what you've got to do. I mean, she's good enough, and you have to make her take a lot of shots. And so, you know, okay, you scored 35 points, but you took 35 shots type thing. But you've got to make sure that the other players don't begin to beat you, because then that's where teams get demoralized. It's like, you know, we're shutting her down a little bit, but she's kicking the ball to Gabby Marshall. And Gabby Marshall's made 4 threes today, and we can't let that happen type thing. So
yeah.
They will. I think LSU will do that today. They're like I said, they're talented as anybody in the country, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know sports, but I know politics, and you're running for city council. When you come back, can we talk about your race?
I'd be happy to. Thanks. Sure.
Greg Burke talking about running for city council. He's in a runoff, and that election's coming up shortly. Be back in a moment. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on, Bass Heating and Cooling. Hometown friendly service. My friends at Bass Heating and Cooling will check out your air condition, heating system, get you ready for the summer and spring days. 318-554-9884. Or check them out on Facebook or go to their website, bassheatingandcooling.com. When you call them, mention you heard on the radio, you get an additional 10% discount.
Nichols is your headquarters for activewear. Come see our super assortment of men's tees, shorts, caps, and shirts by Hook Performance Fishing. These are no ordinary shirts. Hook uses a durable poly-knit fabric designed to keep you cool and dry. This stain-release fabric keeps messy stains from setting and has SPF protection, too. Hook shorts are designed with secure zip pockets, and the fabric breathability adds superior comfort. Great designs in a variety of vibrant colors. Check out Hook Performance Fishing Apparel on display now at your local Nichols store.
This is Madison Vincent from Anacoco High School. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University majoring in elementary education. NSU is a perfect place for my career goals as a licensed educator. I want to make a positive impact on the lives of young people and guide them to academic success. If you live in Vernon Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at Northwestern State University for a great education and a pathway to a career. We have scholarship opportunities available. Contact us at nsu.la/visit to schedule a free tour. Forkham Demons.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Your favorite Leesville pawn shop owners are retiring. That's right. Tanya and James with Star Pawn Gun and Archery are packing up their bags and heading home. To celebrate their retirement, they're having a massive sale with plenty of items 10 to 50% off. You can stop by today at 1074 Entrance Road in Leesville, or you can call 337-537-1756. You can also throw in your bid at bonnetauctions.com to see a vast array of guns for auction now, retirement sale, at Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. You know what happens in spring? You go outside. You want some work boots, sunglasses, fishing equipment, everything you need? It's at Nichols. It's been there for over 100 years. Great service. Great locations. Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. Stop by a Nichols store close to you today. I'm way behind schedule, so I'm going to try to catch up quickly. Tim Temple, Insurance Commissioner, with us tomorrow. With us today is Greg Burke. Greg ran for, I guess, the first political office of his life, and he's in a runoff for council at large. And so first, let me ask you, how's your campaign for election going?
Well, it's going well so far. I mean, it's a blessing. There were four candidates, including the incumbent, in the initial primary, which was on March 23rd, and I'm feeling very blessed and very fortunate to now have gotten to the runoff against the incumbent, who is Betty Sawyer Smith. And I, all along, Ted, I went into this with the idea that I really want to win this election, but if it doesn't work out, I'm a big believer it's God's plan. But a lot of people told me, go in with that attitude, because whether you win or you do not win, you're going to enjoy the process. And I really, really have enjoyed the process so far. Don't get me wrong, it's a lot of hard work, but I have enjoyed meeting so many people who I've connected with through the years and reconnected, but a lot of people I've never met as well, and basically gave me an opportunity to talk about my platform.
Okay, so when you and I first met, when you were talking about running for office, I told you at the time, Greg, if you lose this election, you'll lose about people who support you that don't go vote. And I say I know politics. I think I know politics. 38% voter turnout in Natchez, that was horrible. And I would guess in the runoff, you're looking at maybe 20 or 25% of the best?
It's really, in some ways, it's mind-blowing that more people don't vote, because, unfortunately, the some of the same people, not to basically paint with too broad of a brush, but some of the same people who won't take a minimal amount of time to go vote. We'll be the first people to talk about what's wrong with the city and what needs to be done and things of that nature. So, but from my perspective, I'm blessed to get to the runoff. I do feel like I have an opportunity. I'm optimistic that I can win this runoff. But I've got to work hard, and I've got people that are working for me as well. I've got to work hard to get the same people that voted for me the first time out, and then to get additional people to come out as well who maybe for whatever reason weren't able to get out to vote the first time.
But regardless of who you support, and I'm not involved in the race, but if you support Greg Burke and you don't go vote, that's kind of a wasted support, is it not?
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, on one hand, that's primarily on the individual to go vote, but I think any politician will tell you in this day and time, you can't take any vote, take the fact that someone's going to go vote for granted. You've got to work hard. I mean, that's why you've got to invest into putting your name out there, putting your message out there so that people see it, they like it, and then you got to keep reminding them that they need to go vote. I will tell you that in the past 3 to 4 days over the weekend, seeing people in town randomly at the gas station, knocking on their door, things of that nature, there are people that are not aware that there's a runoff. I mean, 4 or 5 people that I know, and I think they all voted, but they thought that the election was over on March 23rd. I've had to say, no, there's a runoff, and it's on April 27th, and early voting starts on the 13th. And so you just got to keep reminding people.
Very quickly before I go to a break. The people I talk to say there's two main issues in Natchitoches, financial and crime. And the concerns that people tell me is that the administration comes up with proposals and the city council sticks a rubber stamp to it. Give me your solution for those two issues.
Well, I think, first of all, the council person at large, they're the mayor pro tem. So if I'm elected to that position, doesn't matter if it's Lee Posey or Ronnie Williams, they hope they like me because they're going to see a lot of me. I mean, I feel like as the councilman at large, I would have an obligation to, before things ever got to the council, to ensure that if there's a vote in favor or not in favor of something, that it's not a rubber stamp, that it's been vetted. And I also think that this is something that could be done better. Is I think that the city, the citizens need, and you know, the utility bill is front and center on all of that, things like that. The citizens need to have a say. They need to have some buy-in. It needs to be articulated to them why this is being put in front of the council to vote. So, I think that, like I said, I just think that you gotta let people know what's going on. And I think the councilman at large doesn't have a district.
Yeah, it represents everybody. Hey, let me get you to hold that thought. I need to go to commercial break. We're going to finish that thought when we come back. We're visiting with Greg Burke. Northwestern State University will host the International Symposium on April the 5th and the 6th. Performance duos from around the world will be presenting concerts. The event is hosted by Northwestern State Music faculty. And concert is held in McGowell Recital Hall. Admission and concert is free. Northwestern State University.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the Wonders of Lumberock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
A reminder from Tax Solutions at Glendene Tax Service. 3 out of 4 taxpayers get a refund, but if you file a paper return or have any errors, your return normally will be delayed. Bring us your W-2s filed electronic. This also applies to earned income credit. There is no extra charge for this service. Don't let the IRS keep your money. Get it today. Tax Solutions at Glendene Insurance. DeRitter, DeQuincy, and Oakdale. Call 337-463-2000. That number again, 337-463-2000.
The residents at Manny Healthcare and Rehab Center like to have fun and remain active. Stephanie Holden, our activity director, organizes a variety of fun events and opportunities to make our residents smile. From community barbecues, weekly bingos, and parties for holidays, our activities help to make us your local leader in nursing and rehabilitation services. Come visit us at 120 Natchitoches Highway in Manny, Louisiana to see for yourself. Or call Stephanie Holden at 318-256-9233 to join in some of our fun holiday activities.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Have you noticed whenever you are reading something, you keep getting closer and closer? Maybe it's time to get those eyes checked. If you plan to, no better place than Louisiana Eye and Laser Center, your total eye care team. You can call them at 318-487-2020 or go online to laeyeandlaser.com or go by in a location, Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, Alexandria. They got 14 places to serve you. We are running out of time. When Greg and I get together, 30 minutes is not enough. But Greg, I want to talk about something. People forget the city council and the mayor in Natchitoches spend millions and millions of dollars, and there's no one, in my opinion, probably better qualified to make sure that money is spent correctly than you are, because you have managed millions and millions of dollars through an athletic program that never had enough money to do everything you wanted to do.
When I considered running for this position, I looked in the mirror and said, do you feel like you have the background and the skill set and the experience to do the job? And the answer was yes. And so you're correct. I mean, that's a part of it. There are other things as well that I think are very important, Ted. But, yeah, knowing how to manage budgets, how to make adjustments to budgets, that goes hand in hand with what I did as an AD for 26 years.
We have a great city in Natchitoches, oldest city in Louisiana. We got Northwestern State University. We got gigantic tourism. We got everything going for us. Maybe management could help make this city of Natchitoches move forward in the next century?
Well, it's a team effort. I mean, once again, regardless of who the mayor is, the city council led by the councilperson or councilman at large has to know the issues. You've got to be visible. I think the biggest thing is you've got to be sure you're connecting with the community. But you're right, Natchitoches is a great town. I lived here more than anywhere else, almost 40 years in my life, and all I want is for this city to be good today, but more importantly, to be better for the future of our daughter, our granddaughter, and a lot of people, I think, would say the same thing.
And by the way, Marcus Jones was scheduled to be our guest this morning, and he had a conflict, and I probably didn't wake him up. I got Greg up at 6 o'clock to see if he could fill in for us. Greg, first off, appreciate you doing it. Second off, since you were so courteous to get up, give me how people can get in touch with you and talk about this race, or if they want to talk about the Final Four, Final Four.
Yeah, either one. My email is gsjb1022@gmail.com. I've got a website, I think, which gives a lot of information and also gives a way to get a hold of me. GregBurke.net. Very easy. GregBurke.net. I encourage people to go to that website. Ted, it's had over 2,000 hits.
Wow.
We launched it in the middle of January, and I think I'm accurate in saying that the people that are logging on to GregBurke.net aren't from Arizona or Vermont. I mean, they're from Natchitoches, and they're seeing our signs, they're seeing our information we're handing out that has that website, and that's where they go to learn more about me. I also want to emphasize again, I mentioned it, early voting for the runoff is from Saturday the 13th of April through Saturday the 20th, and Election Day is the 27th. And I want to make one final note. in the primary, which was held March 23rd, between myself and I had two guys who ran as well, Denny Boyd and Harold Bayon. They ran great races. They worked hard. The three of us got a total of 61% of the votes in that election, and we all were running for the same reason, because we thought we could do the job of councilperson at large and make a difference for the city. 61% of the people believed that there could be a change in that position and we could be better. And so that also gives me confidence that the community, now that Denny and Harold are no longer in the race, I feel like I'm very hopeful, and I'm going to work to make sure that their supporters now support me in the election,